We are joined by the legend guy, James Blunt, greatest hits album, The Stars Beneath My Feet, out on Friday. Welcome to the show, Mr. James Blunt.
Hey, very nice to hear you guys. How are you doing?
We are so much better after getting involved with you. We just love you, man. How has the last 2 years been for you? A man of the people. Have you been able to get out and see people?
I mean, you know, there's been a lockdown, guys. There's been a lockdown.
True.
I was sent home, and I spent lockdown with my mother-in-law, which was 68 days, 11 hours, and 36 minutes. So I'm pretty excited to be allowed out now. And in the UK, the pandemic's over. We don't have any more coronavirus here. So I'm out and about, and I'm putting out new music, and it's great to be allowed out.
Oh mate! What about your pub? What did you do with your pub, your classy Chelsea pub during the lockdown? Just closed doors. That was it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in a wrong business, aren't I? Because I'm in music, I'm in it, and I'm in the pub business, and both those things got closed down. There was a time I generally thought they'd created coronavirus just specifically to stop me.
It was going around. Yeah.
I thought it was to save the world from my singing as the tour got closed down. In fact, I did catch coronavirus in July, yeah. And weirdly, it stopped me speaking. I couldn't speak anymore. It got into my lungs. I couldn't speak. I had shows at the Royal Albert Hall and stuff like that. But there was a flaw in the virus. Although I couldn't speak, there was a design flaw. I could still sing. So wow. They need to fix that. They need to try and fix that when they redesign it.
Can I ask about your? We love you. We love your singing. We love your music. We also love your online activities. Did that crank up during COVID? Sort of the banter between you and you know inverted commas haters.
Well, you know what I did, because obviously, you know, when a tour was cancelled halfway through and I was sent home, then I thought, how can I milk this? And so through the pandemic, I put out a book, which is like a diary of my tweets, and it's called How to Be a Complete Nutter Blunt.
But you outsold the Guinness World Records. That book's been selling like hotcakes.
Yeah, I know, amazing. And I've got a book deal off the back of it, so I'm in the money from the tweets now. It's good to make money.
Wow!
No, it's good. I mean,
actually, have you got some advice, absolutely James
inspiring.
Blunt? Have you got some advice, Dave Hughes? You know, one of Australia. He's Australia's most popular stand-up comedian, but he loves to get involved in fights on Twitter. And Aaron and I don't do it because we know it's just madness.
It's
but
futile.
He fights with people on Twitter. James Blunt, do you have any advice for someone who gets into too many fights on Twitter?
Well, I think don't drink and tweet is sound advice.
He's boringly sober, James.
I'm
he
sober,
hasn't had a
so
drink
it's...
in 30 years.
Yeah, and the other thing I've learned along the way is probably don't send dick pics are out.
Are there actually any dick pics of yours floating around the world? Are there?
Well, I have found that if you put the camera really close, it does look bigger, and I need it.
It's advice as much as anything.
I wanted to ask you, James, my dad was in the army for 40 years, so I'm fascinated by the fact that you were an officer in the British Army and you served, I think, with the NATO forces during the Kosovo War. Did that in any way help you then deal with celebrity life? Are there any similarities between, say, the brutality of war and the field you're in now?
No similarities.
Yeah, that was quick.
Whatsoever.
Obviously in different ways, but still it can be tough.
You get soldiers are pretty nasty to each other. Well, not nasty. We take the piss out of each other all the time.
Yes.
And so maybe that put me in good stead. Because, you know, yeah, because maybe you need that when you're in the music business. And I suppose young kids get into the business and they can get hurt, you know, offended when you put music out, people are going to critique you. And at least And at least I've learned to giggle about the whole thing.
Actually, the reason I asked, so when I first started, I work in sport here, and when I first started on this big primetime football show in Australia, I got absolutely slaughtered, and I rang Dad afterwards, and I was really upset. I'm like, they're saying on Twitter that, you know, I belong in the kitchen and I'm a knob shiner, basically, and Dad was like, have you ever been shot at by the infidel in Iraq? And I said, no. He said, well, toughen the hell up.
Yeah. And I really had similar stuff when I was, you know, I was struggling with it. Like someone had something mean about my music, and I called a mate of mine, and he was out in Iraq, and his mate had just had his leg blown off, and you kind of thought, well, he kind of put it in perspective, really.
Absolutely.
Now, mate, can I back to your music? How badly did you miss performing live in the, you know, the months or the, you know, the time that you couldn't do it because of the pandemic? Did you miss it so much, or couldn't you live without performing live?
I mean, it's been really fantastic being at home for a long period of time. I went home, you know, having been on the road really for 17 years, and I went back and discovered things I didn't even know existed. I discovered I had children, and that was all. It was all cool, but it's definitely nice to go back out on the road now. Amazingly, in the UK, locked down for a year and a half, the very first concert that we as a nation had. With a full capacity venue, as if we hadn't suffered enough, the first live one was me.
There we go.
And it's like Stockholm syndrome. People were so thrilled to be allowed out. I could have sung Barbar Black Sheep. They were just thrilled. I'm like, God, it's, you know, it's him. It's him. We'll take whatever they can get.
Now the greatest hits album, and it is old school greatest hits. Jack, give us a bit of the one that you and I think. Yeah, come on, give it.
It's not me.
What a tune. Come on, James.
What a legend.
Come on, man. When you finished that one, you know, when you do the mixing desk and you finish, when you finish Wise Men, was it feet up on the desk, just let the gold albums roll in? You must have known that one was a banger right from the get-go.
It was roll a blunt and take a drag and play.
What a song.
We're going to get to it. You're announcing an Australian tour, man. When's the Australian tour coming?
I don't know. You know, the only date I really know, the important date is this Friday. That the greatest hits comes out on Friday. It's the same date as Adele's. She's bricking herself. She's bricking it. And I know that because Taylor Swift had her album coming out the same day. Yeah. And the moment Taylor Swift realized that her album's come out the same day as mine, she changed the release date.
She changed it.
And so I'm surprised Adele hasn't changed the date yet. Maybe she just hasn't realized. But, you know.
Yeah, it's an
iron goal. Don't say I didn't warn her.
She'll find out on Saturday, mate. She'll find out on Saturday when the figures come through.
Right? Oh, yes, she will. She will.
Thanks, legend.
The Stars Beneath My Feet is the name of the greatest hits. It's coming out. James Blunt, always a pleasure. Thanks, mate.
Well, you know what, guys? I have to say, I didn't want to call it The Stars Beneath My Feet. I really wanted to call it Greatest Hit and Songs I Wish You'd Heard.
Good time.
Oh, God, he's on fire.
Thanks for your time, legend.